it's so interesting to see these very talented young conductors come through. So I'm even more interested to see how the season will progress.
It was interesting. We're not really classical listeners, so it was surprising and sort of amazing how much they can put so much together in 4 days.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the sound was fabulous. I mean, it was done very, very well.
I cannot say enough about the splendor of the music, the grace, and the energy of this outstanding conductor. I think he brought sounds out of that orchestra I have not heard to date, and I've been coming for many decades, so I feel very, very fortunate and blessed to have this talent grace our stage.
Andres was like a whirlwind on the podium. That's part of the experience of watching music in live performance, is just to be pulled into and drawn into the theatricality of the whole experience, not only the making of music, but the witnessing of it.
Maestro Franco was just a very, very enthusiastically received star. He bonded just extraordinarily well in a very short period of time with the musicians and with the audience. He just really communicated a lot of the values that we cherish.
The Lake Forest Symphony is a small suburban orchestra located north of Chicago on the shores of Lake Michigan. They are currently engaged in a search for their new music director and are approaching the task with great energy and seriousness. This demonstrates the importance of classical music to this community and to the U.S. in general. Hello, I'm Candace Agree, and over the course of this 5-part series entitled The Search, I will guide you through the process of selecting the new Lake Forest Symphony music director. Over 150 applicants were evaluated by a committee composed of musicians, board members, and community leaders, with Henry Fogel, dean of the Chicago College of Performing Arts at Roosevelt University, serving as advisor. The applicants then were narrowed down to 5 candidates. Each of these young, dynamic conductors was then invited to lead the orchestra in a pair of subscription concerts for the 2013-2014 season. They include Vladimir Kulinovich, Russell Gurr, Andres Franco, Stylian Kirov, and Giacomo Bairos. On the podium, they demonstrate their abilities to interpret the music, guide the musicians, and ultimately stir the soul of the audience. Each episode of The Search will highlight a different aspect of the Lake Forest Symphony, and also will focus on each of the 5 candidates, one approximately every 2 months. Today's program features Maestro Andres Franco, with a focus on the community that the orchestra serves. Search consultant Henry Fogel, along with board member Ray Frick and the Lake Forest Symphony's executive director Susan Lape, reflect on the search process over the course of 3 candidates, noting the importance of the orchestra's mission of community outreach.
We've seen 60% of the candidates so far, and the process is going exactly as I hoped it would go. I think that the orchestra members on the search committee are really happy with the level of what they've seen, and the community and board members on the search committee likewise are happy with the off-the-podium aspects of the candidates they've seen. When I talk about off-the-podium aspects, the job of music director in any orchestra in America, where now more income actually comes to most orchestras from fundraising than it does from ticket sales, you have to have a music director who will work the room well, if you will, in receptions, who will be comfortable in conversations with a wide range of donors and orchestra supporters, who has ideas about the orchestra's relationship with its community, who has ideas about the orchestra's educational programming, that kind of thing. And it's critical that the music director have a good rapport with the community, so that that person is really a face of the orchestra in the community.
We're all very, very exuberant about what's taken place to this point. The excitement of the audience is palpable. The musicians are very, very enthusiastic to be with the process and to be a part of the process. And the community engagement and the outreach we've strove for, I think successfully, has been very, very rewarding. So I think we're really on a track to have the difficult but delightful process of making a decision, our next artistic director and conductor.
We wanted whichever conductor we end up selecting to have a really good fit with our community, and that means that we need to sort of test out how they interact with donors, with audience members who are brand new to the symphony experience, and with longtime symphony supporters. And so we've designed the process so they'll have exposure to all those groups, and so we have a chance to observe them in those settings. That's also why we have the audience fill out a questionnaire when they attend our performances. So we've really enjoyed reading through all of those forms. And we are also really proud of how full the houses have been for all of the concerts, because that means that we have the greatest possible chance of introducing the candidates to our longtime subscribers and also to new audience members.
Now, candidate number 3, Andres Franco, notes his experience working with the orchestra and the music featuring Rossini's Semiramide Overture, Beethoven's Symphony No. 3 in E-flat major, the Eroica, and Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 2.
I have been here only a couple of days, and I cannot believe that it's been literally 3 or 4 days that I have been in Lake Forest, because everybody has been so welcoming. And working with the orchestra has made me very comfortable. You don't get this kind of chemistry so often when you just show up and in 2 days you feel like you are at home already. And this is not only with the orchestra, but also with the different board members I have met and with the Symphony Guild and many people in the audience that I have met. We also went to a high school nearby and we got a chance to go and talk to them about the music and about the role of a conductor. And even that felt also very, very, very comfortable. So I'm very happy that it seems to be a good fit. One of the roles of a music director is to be the public face of the organization. And it's very important that the music director be very involved in all the aspects of the orchestra. Talking about community outreach, I personally think that this is one of the most important aspects of a music director. And I think we really need to keep doing community outreach, not only as symphony orchestras, but also as classical music organizations, because that is going to ensure the future of classical music in general. One of the most rewarding things about being a conductor is when you present a concert, especially a community outreach concert, and somebody comes backstage with tears in their eyes, telling you, "This is my first experience, and I didn't know classical music was this amazing, and I will make sure I keep coming back to your concerts." That tells me I chose the right profession. Now, there were two pieces that were already in place when they called me about conducting this concert. And those two pieces were Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, Eroica, and Shostakovich Piano Concerto No. 2, and the soloist Lukasz Vondracek. So they asked me to add one more piece or pieces, and after talking about different options, we decided to do Rossini Overture to Semiramide. It's very interesting because actually Rossini went to Vienna in 1822 and he heard Eroica for the first time that year, and he requested to meet Beethoven. And a couple of months later they actually met, and according to Rossini's recollections, Beethoven said that he was an amazing composer of opera, meaning Rossini, and that he should keep composing comic opera, but that he should not try to write serious opera. And a couple of months later, Rossini went back home and composed Semiramide, which is a tragedy. But it's a serious opera, but you probably wouldn't be able to tell it so much by listening to the music, because you still have that happiness, that joie de vivre that you feel when you hear Rossini. think that goes very well with the Shostakovich Piano Concerto No. 2, which is actually one of Shostakovich's happiest, most direct compositions. He wrote that at a happy time in his life. His son, Maxim, was about to graduate from high school, and he wrote this piece for him, for Maxim. And of course, Eroica, I don't think you need anything, any excuse to put Eroica on a program. This is one of my favorite works, and of course, a symphony that changed the history of classical music. It's amazing what Beethoven did with this particular symphony and how the course of his career and the course of how we perceive classical music, symphonic music in particular, changed after Eroica. So it's going to be a great concert of three very different works, but by three amazing composers.
Now, some of the students from the Schuller Scholar Program, along with their coach Wyatt Lewis, describe their experience talking to Maestro Franco.
I definitely think it was important that Andres Franco came to speak to the Schuller students, because a big part of our program is providing cultural experiences for the students, things that they might not experience otherwise. And so hearing Andres Franco talk about Shostakovich and Rossini and Beethoven and the different influences on their life and how to listen to classical music and what to look for, and I think all these things were super valuable. It sort of gave the kids a lens to listen to the music through. So I think it was really great.
My name is Lucy Stan, and I am a senior at Warren Township High School, and I'm a part of the Schuller Scholar Program. I really enjoyed the way Andres talked to us, and I thought he was very energetic, very motivated to conduct, and very open to speaking about his job and what being a conductor requires and what a symphony orchestra is all about.
My name is Giovanni Beltran. I'm a senior here at Warren Township High School, and I'm a part of the Schuller Scholar Program. Well, first of all, I think I had a little bit of a bigger connection to him, mainly because we share like a same heritage, a Latino heritage, and I'm a big fan of classical music myself. So when I walked in and I kept hearing about what he was planning to do with the orchestra and the musical selections he had, I don't know, it's just when I closed my eyes and listened to the little excerpt that he presented, they were very vivid pieces, and it got me excited because I think in 3 days afterwards, we went to the actual performance itself, so it got me really, really excited about what he was going to do to it and what kind of little twists would he put to the piece. And yeah, it made me really excited to see what he would do with these great works.
During intermission, some of the musicians shared their comments regarding their experience with Maestro Franco.
Okay, my name is Dilip Gangoli. I'm a clarinetist in the Lake Forest Symphony. I've been in the orchestra for over 20 years and I'm enjoying this process of the search. Today's conductor is extremely talented. He's leading the orchestra in a crisp, brisk fashion, and is very efficient with his rehearsal time and has interpretation in his mind of what he wants to do.
My name is Lukáš Vondráček. I was the soloist tonight. I played the second piano concerto by Shostakovich. And obviously playing with Maestro Franco was a great experience. He's very easy to work with and very energetic. He really feels the music in a very natural way.
All right, my name is Paul Zafer. I play the violin. I would say, in a nutshell, he's really energetic. He's very positive. And I think he's very generous in spirit with us. And I really like the fact that he's all about the music and he talks about that a lot.
Finally, our producer spoke with audience members after the concert to get their reactions.
It was an incredibly energetic, fabulous concert, I thought. And I thought both the orchestra and the audience were almost in a contest to see who was more energized. Very exciting, and of course, wonderful three selections.
We were very much impressed with this concert we've been doing for several years, and this is one of the best concerts we've heard. The conductor was very dynamic and seemed to have a fine rapport with the musicians, and what came across was a very exciting program, very, very nice music, and very well played.
Very animated, seemed to have good direction, give good direction to the orchestra. And I think he'd be a good addition.
We hope that you've enjoyed this look into the search process for the Lake Forest Symphony music director. Next time, we'll present Maestro Stilian Kirov leading the orchestra in the fourth subscription concert entitled Pictures at an Exhibition, featuring Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream and Violin Concerto Opus 64 in E minor with soloist Masha Lakisova, along with Liadov's The Enchanted Lake, Opus 62, and of course, Ravel's orchestration of Pictures at an Exhibition by Mussorgsky. The next concert in the series will be performed by the Lake Forest Symphony on Saturday, April 12th, and Sunday, April 13th. For more information, please visit their website at lakeforestsymphony.org. The Search was produced by Mary Mazurek, with assistance from Dan Goldberg. Special thanks to Lake Forest Symphony's Executive Director, Susan Lape. Music excerpts were recorded by Ed Ingold. I'm Candace Agree. Thank you for listening.